K-State Nation. Where them KU haters at? Where y'all at? Where you at? Yeah, I don't think I hear anything. I don't think I hear anything. Oh, man. K-State football goes out to Lawrence, Kansas and put it on them yet again. Coming back for another reaction coming up right after this. Welcome back to another victorious post-game reaction of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. This is another reaction edition of 2025, a sweep, complete sweep of Kansas completed. Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Where we talk all things K-State sports coming at you on this midday, or we can say mid-afternoon Saturday, October 25th, 2025. And sorry, trying to talk while having another random cool sore. That's too much information for y'all, but what isn't too much information is Kansas State still owning the state of Kansas, following a 42-17 dominating win in David Booth Stadium, home of the Kansas Jayhawks. K-State Avery Johnson lighting it up. And how about a K-State defense there rising to the occasion there? And yeah, Jalen Daniels. we'll get straight on into him in just a minute here. But it's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much again, K-State Nation, and those who are big fans of the Big 12, are tuning in and listening to this podcast, iTunes, Spotify, whatever. You listen to your favorite podcast. Also, Podbean app. Download the Podbean app. We're going to have another fresh episode coming your way tomorrow night. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, man. G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-D-I-D, Podcast Podcast. Once again, that is G-R-I-E-R, number 3. EDDIE Apostrophe S Podcast for more bonus coverage of the Cats. Believe it or not, y'all are get another episode there. And of course, tell a fellow K-State fan about this podcast. Boy, the last couple of days here in Kansas City, Missouri, I've been very overcast, wet. Where do you want to put it as right now? Cold, fall, winterish, whatever. The list goes on, man. But I'm recording this reaction podcast. And almost an hour from the game being over. So there's that. But man, definitely feels good that still a number probably more impressive than maybe equal than the 17 game winning streak now that K-State owns. Two things. Since being the student, and why not just throw myself in the mix? Since entering on campus, Manhattan, Kansas, went to school at K-State, for those that don't know, fresh this podcast that don't know, and why Eddie's hosting this podcast, Eddie Greer III became a student at K-State back in 2010. Yes, I'm dating myself. 2010. Since that point, damn. Woo! I still have not seen K-State lose, at least on the football field anyway, which probably to me matters to me more than anything, because yeah, I'm a football fan and a baseball fan, but for this particular podcast, obviously you've been following us all year long, or you're just new to the show, or you've been following us since the very beginning of this K-State podcast back in when the craziness happened, COVID year. That's what matters the most. I have not seen this team lose the KU on a football field. Man, it feels good. And to even throw a more party, baseball, women's volleyball, and football beat KU all of it in Lawrence, which equals out a complete sweep of Kansas this weekend. My goodness, baby. I don't know what the final score was for the baseball. Baseball apparently played yesterday afternoon in Lawrence. Got a big dub. Thank you, Brian Smoller, for that update on Twitter. And then we know what happened with the volleyball last night, taking KU to the limit. KU was what, 14th ranked in the country? We take them to 5 sets. We beat them. Not only beat them in the 5th set, but in the 5th set, they dominated that 5th set. And then that momentum carried over where I believe probably maybe this year, out of probably all the years, and that's crazy to say because I see some stinkers too, a.k.a. freezing my ass off at Bill Steiner Family Stadium a few years ago when what was it, Alex Delton, Alex Barnes year, that they played hella sloppy. But fast forward to the current time, this is probably more satisfying because all fall long, I heard it that from radio station. Oh, I'm going to get on it too. Yep. Yep. Rob, 96.5 fan. Who else want to get up in here in this mix? Drew. Wait, hang on. Yeah, Drew. Not talking about K-State Drew Gallo. Not talking about him. Talking about Drew, 96.5 fan, predicting KU beat K-State. Not even close. Not even close. Get the hell out of here with that. Yeah, baby. 42-17 today in this weather conditions in Dave Booth new stadium over Kansas. Man, it definitely feels good. And we had a streak yet again, man. I thought this team was in trouble. And the special teams for K-State all year long have been very, very subpar. Whatever it giveth, take it away, right? And right off the get-go, and I've seen a share of games. Special teams, Bryce Norberg on the very first play, opening kickoff, fumbling the football, gets hit, nothing that hard. Given the conditions, with this wet, cold conditions, but nothing hit that hard. KU defender goes down the line, hits him around the elbow, fumbles the football, puts the ball right in good position for KU. Of course, Jalen Daniels scores. I thought, oh, man, it's going to be one of them games. They got the momentum. Jalen Daniels hyped up. Their crowds were into it and all that other stuff. And I see these type of games where the crowd gets hot, hyped up, whatnot. And then the rest of the game, they go cold. And I probably go with the exception of that drive, that 100-play drive, which was realistically, yes, I'm over-exaggerating, 18-play drive. I thought K-State was in trouble then because you're thinking about, okay, they go down, and K-State defense could not get off the field. It was the last drive of the first half. K-State's leading by 2 touchdowns. 21-7. Yeah, and the announcers on the TNT broadcast were right, spot on. They probably would have cased Avery Johnson and company. They should have put this game away earlier than what it was. But they left the door with Kansas, and I thought, oh, they're gonna score. They got the momentum. And at that point in time, I set this on the post game for the volleyball team. I have included it in there because we recorded that at halftime. That's going to come out. We're going to save all the Victoria stuff tomorrow on the podcast. So if you're not subscribed to the Pro Bunch Podcast, please do that because it's going to be a victorious Sunday with volleyball coming out. That's going to come out tomorrow around lunchtime, probably before the new week of NFL football comes out, gets started anyways. And then you're going to have this reaction edition of the podcast to follow in prime time, probably during the start of Sunday Night Football with the Packers and Steelers tomorrow night. So, yeah, you're going to have a winning Sunday edition. So, definitely, this is why I tell y'all, hey, K-State, your K-State Wildcats every single day, baby. Woo! We're getting on, baby, here on this winning Saturday edition where K-State Athletics sweeps Kansas, literally, in Lawrence, all three teams go up in there. Baseball, women's volleyball, and football takes care of Kansas. Three sports teams, 2 days, we swept them. And this is probably the more improbable one because man, my concerns. Yeah, I picked K-State to win. Yeah, of course, I'm not going to sit here on my own K-State podcast and pick against them, even in a rivalry game. Yeah, I picked against them a couple of times this year. What it seems like now, and I'm not going to jump the gun, Avery Johnson's been on a heater on offense. We'll get the offense in the second half of this podcast here. But the defense, you know, you have your concern because K-State, they didn't get an opening drive. We fumbled the football. Right off the opening kickoff, Kansas scores. And now fast forward to the end of the first half, Kansas scores again. And you're thinking, oh, damn. K-State, we got we need to stop. And they get a stop right there. I think a game ball got to go to two game balls. Got to go to Joe Klanemann, DC, defensive coordinator for Kansas State. What a job he did making Jalen. We got to see Jalen Daniels not fumble the football too much. Give it away. I mean, we're not in Christmas mode yet. We're less than 2 months out from that. But Jalen Daniels, we sacked him four times. Seems like fumbling the football a lot. KU special teams get the ball away. We take it for a touchdown there. Still kind of even out. See? Give it, and we take it away, right? We take it away first. No, we give it away first. Then we take it away. They're on a terrible snap by the long center of the KU Jayhawks there. Scoop and score. Ralph Ortiz had himself a first half. My goodness, up and down that was. He made up for it. Return that, pick that ball up for a scoop and score, right? Okay. So you're thinking you have to get a stop there because you didn't get an opening drive because KU had that. I was concerned coming out of halftime, but man, DC, what a job there. And just it's a remarkable job right there, mixing the looks and whatnot, making Jalen Daniels look like a sophomore out there. But Avery Johnson continues to tear through 2025. And playing his best football yet. Still maybe a little bit to work on still. I mean, work on still. But mainly, though, he's been rocking and rolling. Not many turnovers. Four touchdown passes. And we'll go back over this numbers in the second half of the show. 42-17 K-State. Kicks KU once again on the football field. 17 in a row. Eddie Greer III winning reaction edition of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. So you have that four sacks. And boy, we could have had another. Des Purnell could have had another pick six. There, dropped the ball. Ryan Davis had himself a game. He dropped one as well. Jalen Daniels was throwing it right to two K-State defenders today in his game. And yeah, he got lucky on those. But in the second game ball, and yeah, we give our share of big runs by Daniels because yes, he was the better quarterback, as everybody said going in here. He's the better quarterback going in here. But now I said on the pregame, the quarterback matchup, who outplays who is going to win this game? Well, score indicates that, stats indicate that, Avery Johnson proving us, this podcast, everybody at K-State, wrong yet again. So you have that there as well. And I actually have the defensive stats up here right now. But anyways, let's go through the rest of the stats here. I'm going to save that for the second half of the show. Let me see if I can get anything here. Yeah, three sacks. Actually, four sacks. Yeah, because Obi Izar and Jordan Allen had half a sack each. Malcolm Alcor Crowder, woo, had a fumble recovery, sack. Well, he was active. Ryan Davis, I just mentioned him. Ryan Davis started to come on his own. Had a big day today, sack. And, of course, Des Purnell had another sack along with another almost pick six. He catches that. He houses that one for six there. And they tack on to that lead at that moment in time there, though. So the defensive line on this show, we'll get to this the other game ball because, damn, they were getting after it against Jalen Daniels and the KU offense there. And Joe Klanemann gets the game ball there. really good game called by the DC of Kansas State. Bears game. Well, they really took over in the second half of this game. Whatever they didn't do in the first half, they made up for it in the second half there. And they walk out of here just dismantling the Kansas Jayhawks 42-17. Eddie Greer, Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. I just listed all of that there. Rest of the defensive stats here. Des Purnell, once again, playing. Shout out Mike Golick Jr., Des Purnell on a heater. I said that this week. I said in the pregame. I said earlier this week, Des Purnell continues to be hot, the hot man on the defense. Yeah, also remain at times. Boy, just couldn't make plays. I don't know what it is. And especially on the end of the first half there, it's getting outworked by a running back there of Kansas for giving up that touchdown. That should have been not a touchdown there. That should have been a stop. But instead, you got to give the running back for K-State, not K-State, Kansas, a lot of credit right there on that. So, on that offensive touchdown now, because he was stopped right there. But Des Purnell, 5 tackles in this game, 9 total tackles. Zayson Rich, next in line. Austin Main is third. Gunnar Maldonado is starting to play, coming on his own as well. I mean, I know he's sharing time with Wesley Fair, and I've noticed that. Gunnar Maldonado, the Arizona transfer, another pick there, which with the game well in hand as well. And speaking of Wesley Fair, he is in the top 5. Malcolm Alcorn Crowder behind Wesley Fair in the stat sheet as far as defense stats goes here this afternoon, following this dominating win here in Lawrence here. And now, we're going to take a timeout here in just a second, but now you welcome Texas Tech to Manhattan. And more important thing here first is you're back to 500, 4-4 in the conference now. Not 4-4 overall record, and you stay in the mix somewhat. I'm not going to get on that horse yet. Not doing it. Not going to do it. Not going to do it yet. But you're back over 500 in conference play, 3-2. You hit KU with a 2-3 record there as well. And now you welcome Texas Tech to Manhattan here with a huge opportunity next week. I think you're talking about a bye week next week for Kansas State. I thought we already had 2 byes. But anyways, yeah, so you welcome Texas Tech next on the list there as well. So things are getting a little interesting now for this team. We'll see what happens, obviously, but we're going to celebrate this for the rest of the weekend here, folks, as well. Before we're in touch, Texas Tech, that's what Chris Klieman said. Yeah, let's all celebrate because this is a rarity. Baseball, women's volleyball, and football in a span of less than 24 hours take care of the University of Kansas. Yo, baby. Yes, what I'm talking about. Oh, man. Okay. On the other side, we're going to talk about the offense here. Avery Johnson lighting up the KU defense. Secondary, big play. Jace made big play things yet again for K-State. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Kansas State 42, Kansas 17 on the final installment of the Dillon Sunflower Showdown this weekend. Eddie Greer back for another KSU Reaction edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Here recording it this on Saturday, October 25th, 2025. Thank you for tuning into the latest reaction edition of this podcast. Boy, Avery Johnson yet again sharp. Hitting plays, making plays there for this team there. And way late again against the notification there. The game's been over for an hour. But anyways, yeah, Avery Johnson, I want to switch gears to him really quick here. Yeah, Avery Johnson, solid. Quarterback rating over 200. 11 for 17, 64% passing, 231 yards. And over half of those had to go to Jace Brown. My goodness, Jace Brown. Big play, Jace. Yet again, hurting KU yet again for the third consecutive year since Jace Brown put on the purple and silver, purple and white, right? Right. Average catch, 40 yards per catch. They were Jace. And of course, the dagger, the home run hitter, right down the left sideline. Got him. Touchdown. Yeah. So there's that right there. K-State, they didn't touch the ball that much in the first half, obviously, because thanks to that long-ass drive by KU in the second quarter that pretty much wound down the end of the first half right there as well. I thought Joe Jackson was pretty good. 20 carries, 77 yards. Well, actually, 20 carries for 69 yards. And no tees there. Jacob Canoes. Ooh! He almost got a taste of the end zone for the first time in his K-State career. Well, I thought he's gonna take it in. I thought he's gonna house that one. He was being serious. Woo! Really putting a knife, twisting a knife in the KU right there. But he got stopped short. And then of course that was a knee down right there. Avery Johnson add 17 more on the ground for him as well in this ball game. Jerron Tibbs caught the other touchdown pass. That throw right there by Avery was laser right to the hands of Jerron Tibbs right there. Makes the catch right there. Touchdown, you're thinking right there. At that point, K-State was going to run away with it in the first half, but seems they had our chance in the second half to do that, and that's what they just did right there as well. Yeah, Avery playing his best ball. Jace Brown starting to get hot as well. So this offense right now, again, I think still there's some work to do still on both sides, but looking forward, yeah, so you have to be, and look, I said it on the pregame, with quarterback, I couldn't believe what I was hearing on a 3 Mile Pod yesterday morning. I couldn't believe it, and yeah, maybe theoretically, you know, maybe Jalon Daniels is a better quarterback than Avery Johnson. I could not believe my ears when 3 Mile Podcast, yeah, I'm going to call y'all out, said they're better quarterback than Avery Johnson. You're calling your own quarterback. I didn't say that. They said it. Now, so, but in this game, woo, yep, Avery Johnson was the better quarterback. And we won this ball game. Otherwise, you know, Jalon Daniels, you know, hey, you look at it from a KU perspective anyways, plays a little better and not, you know, plays footsie or plays, you know, hot potato with a football in the rain and all that. We got to see him miss throws, whatnot. Again, that's thanks to the defense, K-State defense there. I mean, we caught some breaks there because, yeah, he missed some throws and missed some wide receivers there, but hey, we got to take advantage of it, and that's what we did, right? So, and then, yeah, Avery looks good. Like I said, he's been stable all year long. You can only get 1% better from here, right? And Texas Tech, that is next week. I went out on during the break and looked to check that out. Texas Tech, that is next week. So, the week after, I think it's another bye week. Damn, 3 bye weeks this year for K-State football? But, yeah, that is next week. Yeah, Texas Tech next week coming to Manhattan. Woo! Part of me thinks it's going to be a night game. Part of me hoping that it's a night game. Night game right there. But, yeah, yeah. So, hey, look, I mean, this is probably, and look, I did not watch the TCU game because I was out of town. This is probably the best that, maybe outside, I mean, UCLA, they look kind of a little sloppy, but I think, in my opinion, on the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports, this is the best that the K-State offense has looked, in my opinion, yet. Because, I did not see the TCU game. They won that game. But, again, Avery Johnson, Lincoln Kerr, caught some passes. Lincoln Kerr caught some passes in this game. He only caught, only two passes. Braden Lofton caught a pass. Joe Jackson caught two more passes there as well. Stats, first downs, 18 to 17 KU. Rushing attempt, I'm not going to go there. Rushing yards, 140 to 110 K-State. Receptions, they have that advantage there. KU does. Receiving yards, 231 to 137. KU receivers, total 137. So yeah, there's that there as well. K-State, yeah, they scored all. Yeah, it was a wild first quarter. It was a wild first quarter there in that game, because I thought, like, when Norbert put that thing on the ground, put that ball on the ground, like, oh, this is going to be one of them games, right? I said it in the first half of the show. 21-7. A lot of scoring. K-State led there. And, of course, KU struck in the second quarter there to make it a touchdown game. But it was all K-State from there. KU only 3 points in the second half in the football game there as well. And I'm going to flip it here to the other offensive side of the ball. Yeah, Henshaw, 19 carries, 67 yards and a touchdown there. Daniels had 84 on the ground. Also threw for 129 through the air with a 17 to 35 pick there as well. And yeah, Ballard was the guy that threw the last pick there for Kansas there as well. So yeah, Pickett, leading receiver for Kansas in this ball game there, as well as, more importantly, if anything else this year, shit that K-State does, K-State holds the government still holds the government, the governor's cave, I can talk, the governor's cup still resides in Manhattan, Kansas, after this 42-17 drubbing in the cold, in the wet, in the rain, in Lawrence, Kansas. Eddie Greer, Pro Boxer Podcast, all things K-State sports. Yeah, baby. So all those people, all those people that I hear, that I had to hear, and that's not what I want. I'm going to go to the standings real quick before we close it out. No, that's not what I want. It went there anyway. Okay, all right. Let me see if I can fix that real quick. Yeah, standings, that's what I want. Okay, all right. But first, yeah, one more time. Yeah, all y'all people, all y'all KU people, all y'all Big 12 people, I thought KU was going to win. And yeah, again, I was right. I was prepared on both ends, on both sides, especially this year, the way that things have played out in the beginning of the year, the Ireland debacle, losing, and then the off the field mess, unfortunately, with Avery's family and all that other stuff. We ain't gonna get into that now. We're not gonna drown this podcast. But all that said, I think this K-State team's got their sea legs back, and they can really make a run here as we come to the last four games of the season, and we take a look at the current standings right now. K-State has snuck up by TCU because we beat TCU. Iowa State going the wrong direction. Utah plays later on tonight. Houston, Texas Tech, they play later. I think Texas Tech's playing right now. Arizona State, we don't play Arizona State, and we talked about this in the beginning of the year. We caught up right not playing Arizona State this year. So, Tech, we got Tech next week coming in here, ranked fourth, who's going to come to Manhattan, ranked either 14th, better, or worse. Cincinnati and BYU still undefeated in the conference. You don't play any of those teams. So again, mathematically, simple math, K-State, I'm going by the mathematics here, still an opportunity. I'm not going to say even though I did say we're going to go on a run. Did I say that? Yes, he did. But if you look at it, theoretically, could possibly. But again, you got to get better, right? So you have to, right, try to build on the win right here as well. Yeah, so we got games going on right now. Yeah, Iowa State, though. Iowa State, looking at him at the moment of this podcast. Iowa State up 2 TDs on 11th-ranked BYU right now. So, and this might not be good for us K-State fans there. So there's that, 24-10 right now in the... They're going to go into halftime, so BYU is going to have to step it up a little bit. Yeah, as well, so 24-10 there. Cincinnati shutting out Baylor, 14-0. And Texas Tech, next was the point for Kansas State, all over Oklahoma State in Lubbock, 19-0. And, of course, yeah, Houston plays later at Arizona State. And you have Utah hosting Colorado and TCU, which you already beaten, facing West Virginia there as well. So Iowa State score. We're going to keep an eye on that there as well. I think Texas Tech just scored again. They did. This time they got a field goal out of it. So Texas Tech did score to make it 21-0 there as well. So, yeah, close eye there as well. So BYU, 2 unbeatens left in the conference. BYU's one of the last unbeatens in the country because they're beating across the board. Iowa State putting on them in Ames right now. And, of course, I just mentioned the Ireland game. K-State losing that game in Ireland to kind of put a huge setback in the 2025 season there as well. So, again, assuming Tech wins this game, now you're walking them into Manhattan with a chance. You're saying there's a chance, right? Maybe. We'll see about that as well. But we're gonna celebrate these wins this weekend, because what a weekend for K-State Athletics. This is the Pro Bunch Podcast. We're about to wrap this reaction, this dominating in the cold, wet rain, 42-17 victory for K-State. Avery Johnson, Chase Brown, Des Brunell and company all over the Kansas Jayhawks today in Lawrence, Kansas, in the newly renovated David Booth Memorial Stadium. Eddie Greer for this podcast. Yeah, baseball won yesterday afternoon. Then volleyball went to Thriller last night in 5 with another upset. And watch out, world. K-State women's volleyball coming. They coming. 11-6 now. And they're 4-5 in the conference. And now you follow up with this emphatic win today on the football field. It's a great day to be a Wildcat, baby. It's a great weekend to be a K-State Wildcat, baby. Probably out of all of them, what I probably said, I didn't even know baseball even played. Baseball played this weekend against Kansas, but volleyball was, well, really both of them, women's volleyball and football, was kind of the worry here. And anybody had a chance, I probably would have gave it actually to the women's volleyball team a little bit over the football team. That's shocking to say there as well, but everybody came through, and we're going to celebrate this weekend. We're going to be celebrating pretty much through Tuesday for other reasons. But, yeah, we're going to be celebrating this through Tuesday and then Wednesday. Well, there's a lot to celebrate for the K-State, EG3, and other people as well. So we're going to take that time to do that. And then once Wednesday comes along, turn right the clock back. And, of course, you got men's and women's basketball beginning preseason. They're about to, well, the men's play last night, and we already talked about that on the Podbean app edition, which will come out tomorrow there as well. So it's just exciting right now. This is the all three teams winning, big events coming up. Can't wait. just can't wait. But it feels good. This one, we can breathe a sigh of relief, because this was a huge concern. Everybody thought, the series is going to be over this year. This is going to be the 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 year. Kansas beats K-State on the football field and snaps that streak. Well, we're coming to, 4:10, and guess what, y'all? Outside K-State Nation, streak is still going. Streak's still going, baby, at 17, baby, over Kansas. 42-17 today in Lawrence, Kansas. Next up for K-State, just been talking about 14th-ranked Texas Tech, and assuming they can, unless something catastrophic happens, they're going to be ranked a little bit higher. They're going to be coming into Manhattan. All of a sudden now, as the season goes along, hopefully, K-State can catch a little bit, get a little better, keep getting better. That's what Chase Brown was talking about in the post game on TNT. We got to keep getting better. We got to keep working, get better. And another opportunity lies in the waits now of Texas Tech next Saturday. I don't know the time of that matchup. Let's double check before we sign up out of here real quick. Nope, that's what I want. That's not what I want right there. Let me see if there was time. Nope. I would assume they'll make an announcement on Monday or Tuesday of the time, and we'll have that episode here on the Purple Project Podcast. So the next hurdle for K-State, top 15 ranked Texas Tech next week, coming off of this big time ranking win. big time in-state, another in-state win, number 17, and yet I have not seen K-State since becoming a student at Kent State University in Manhattan, Kansas. I have not seen K-State lose on the football field. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get. We're a podcast fan, free and available daily. We're on a chance to record Kansas State content. Make sure if you're enjoying this ride, make sure you go ahead and hit that subscribe button, like, hit the alarm bell every time we update your content every single day. Y'all, we know about it first. Of course, Podbean app. Get ready for another fresh episode coming out tomorrow. Greer 3 Eddies Podcast. That is G-R-I-E-R, number 3 E-D-D-I-D podcast for more coverage of your K-State Wildcats. And yes, of course, right? Tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. It is mighty good, mighty damn good to be a K-State Wildcat alum or a student, whatnot. Guess what? As you saw, all three of your teams defeat the big in-state rival, Kansas, this weekend. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Once again on the football field, K-State, the Shriek, keeps on chucking along, baby, at 17 now. K-State Wildcats, 42. Kansas Jayhawks, 17. Alex Aiden, Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. This has been another winning edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. We'll talk to y'all on the next edition. Go Cats!